This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Most exchanges are closed today, but some Asian markets were open. That means Asia-based Sean Ryan is working. He's managing director at the China Market Research Group. Hi, Sean.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Glad to have you. So let's start with Japan, where the benchmark Nikkei closed up 1.4% today, and Shinzo Abe becomes prime minister tomorrow. What kind of changes will we see from his government?
Prime Minister Abe has said that he wants to try to weaken the value of the yen compared to the U.S. dollar. A lot of Japan's exporters, you know, from Toyota to Sony, have been getting killed because consumers around the world are saying these products are too expensive compared to products from Korea like Samsung and LG. And I think that's why there's a lot of optimism, and you saw the Nikkei has gone up, and a lot of investors around Asia are saying maybe it's time to take a look again at Japan.
Stocks also rose in mainland China. What's behind that rise today?
Part of it is that there have been a lot of bearish feeling towards China over the last 3 months, and I think it's very clear from the economic data that fears about a China economic slowdown have been vastly exaggerated. You saw that retail sales went up 14.6% last month. Inflation is only around 2.2%. And I think, importantly, the next president of China, Xi Jinping, everybody is saying he's doing a pretty good job at pushing through some of the anti-corruption issues, and he's really pushing forward towards a pivot within the country towards more of a consumption and services-oriented economy, because over the last decade, China has been too much oriented towards export manufacturing as well as investment-led growth. So I think overall, consumers are saying China's economy is fairly strong, and I think that it's clear that the new leadership administration in China is moving towards implementing the right policies to spur sustainable growth over the next 5-10-year period.
Okay, Sean Ryan of the China Market Research Group, thank you for the look at Asian markets, which were open today, and you are working today. So thanks for your time.
Thank you.